Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friend, old Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. This is going to be a very short video, Larson, because we're doing predictions
for Stomping Ground,
a pay-per-view that really
nobody really cares about. The ticket sales lagging behind,
big time
enthusiasm in the damn toilet.
Oh boy,
no one cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Well, it could be fun though. Here's the thing. This is the thing that I like about it. It's going to be a relatively short pay-per-view. It's going to be one of these that are like probably 3.5 hours.
Relatively short. 3.5 hours.
Well, compared to half their pay-per-views these days, which are like 5 and up, it's going to be relatively short.
Hopefully it'll finish around the 3-hour mark. That's what I'm hoping for.
Should be fun, though. We're going to be doing a live stream.
We will be a reaction live stream, not the live stream of Stomping Grounds. You got to subscribe to the network for that.
It's like our own version of WWE's Watch Along.
Yeah. Wait,
is that what it's called? Watch Along?
I don't watch know party
called. Watch party, whatever it is,
I don't recall. Anyways, let's get started. Anyways, this is a pay-per-view that no one's really excited about. It's going to be a glorified episode of Raw, SmackDown, whatever. I mean, it's probably he'll have some good matches, but let's kick things off with first match on our list, The New Day.
Yeah,
taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Who you got, Steve?
I have got The New Day with a very small number of confidence points. I mean, you could argue this either way, but I'm going with the safe bet, New Day.
That is a safe bet, and that was my initial choice. However, upon thinking about it further, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens have been taking a lot of pins.
Yeah.
They both ate pins on SmackDown.
And
0-2
in the best of 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah. They're due for a victory.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like. So I'm saying Owens and Zayn with all the one confidence point on.
Okay, that's good.
I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I don't feel great about my pick either.
I could really go either way. Just feel like, based on how things have been going for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I know they think highly, at least of Kevin Owens. I'd like to hope they think highly of Sami Zayn. And if that's the case, they got to pick up a win at some point. Hopefully this will all lead to a feud between Big E and Kevin Owens, because that needs to happen.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's probably a good pick just because it also balances. I mean, on my list here, it would probably balance out the heel face dynamic a little bit more, because right now mine is pretty face heavy. Which leads us into the second match.
Yeah.
Tony Nese versus Akira Tozawa versus Drew Gulak, triple threat match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. This is where I put my least number of confidence points in Tony Nese at one confidence point. The main reason why I'm going with Tony Nese as opposed to Drew Gulak, although my gut says go with Gulak because he's just been repackaged. And they haven't done anything with Tony Nese, and I feel like Gulak can be a real strong, like, focal point for the Cruiserweight division. Is because of Mike Kanellis. He's out there as heel also, and I feel like he's going to be... They just signed that new deal. I feel like he's probably going to be Cruiserweight champion at some point, assuming they don't move him up to, like, a different roster someplace. And so I went with Tony Nese. Again, it's a non-consequential pay-per-view, and I know the WWE views the Cruiserweight Championship as non-consequential in general, so maybe that means there will be a change there. I don't see it. Tony Nese retains one confidence point.
See, I got Drew picking up that belt, and I understand your point about Kanellis maybe being top heel at some point. However, the arc of his story could lead to, in relative terms, at least especially for 205 Live, a pretty significant face turn for
sure,
him.
Sure, yeah.
If the story is Mike Kanellis learning how to win matches, you know, he gets on a roll, gets the crowd behind him, he could be someone, again, in relative terms, because we're talking about 205 Live, a pretty massive face for that show to really build around and get some buzz going behind if they play their cards right. And I think that would kind of be the way to do it. More of kind of like an anti-hero tweener type face. Not a full-on baby face, smiling baby face.
Yeah,
I don't think that'd play to his strength.
Yeah,
but I think there's a lot more to mine with this Mike Kanellis story before they put the belt on him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be several months, I feel like, before that happens. Drew, as you mentioned, he got a new he got a repackage. His match last week or 2 weeks ago was great. They haven't been doing anything with Tony Nese. Maybe having Drew get a win by pinning not the champion, Akira, but Akira Tozawa, yeah, can lead to a feud between Nese and Drew that will hopefully unlock some more dimension to Tony Nese's character, because that's really lacking right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Moving on, next up, we've got Bayley versus Alexa Bliss with Nikki Cross in her corner.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm fairly confident that given that Bliss isn't even a SmackDown Live persona,
yeah,
she's not going to win this. And on top of that, it seems fairly obvious. In fact, I have quite a bit of confidence points on this. It seems fairly obvious that they're going to use this to launch Bliss and Nikki Cross maybe into a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to fail in helping Alexa Bliss mm-hmm. win that title. So I've got Bayley with 6 confidence points here.
I had the exact same thing. There Bayley with 6 confidence points for the exact same reason. This is kind of like a placeholder feud until we can get to Charlotte and Bayley full bore, 100% going into SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's the feud they want. Alexa mentioned Charlotte on mm-hmm. SmackDown during the Moment of Bliss segment, probably for a very good reason, probably because that's the money feud they want going into the summer for the SmackDown Women's title.
I am curious to know who's writing this versus who wrote their initial feud, because it's got to be two completely different people.
You would think so. I imagine the person who wrote their initial feud probably isn't even working for the company anymore.
That's a possibility. Moving on.
Be my guess.
Yeah. Moving on. Next up, we've got the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Daniel Bryan, Redwood, Rowan versus Heavy Machinery. I mean, Heavy Machinery's been on a bit of a roll. They picked up the Yolo County Tag Team Championships, but I have a hard time believing they're going to job out Daniel Bryan and Rowan. It might end like a DQ. Mm-hmm. I just went simple, Bryan and Rowan with 5 confidence points.
Yeah, sitting here thinking about it, I kind of agree it could be a DQ finish, but the safer bet is that Daniel Bryan, Eric Rowan win. I also have 5 confidence points on it.
It's not like they've even booked Heavy Machinery. I mean, yeah, they've been dominant in matches against crap, but they book Rowan so strong.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they book him like he's a Frankenstein monster.
Yeah,
like, he's crazy
much.
Strong.
Yeah. So I mean, he pretty much drops everybody with that iron claw.
It just wouldn't be believable, and no. I wouldn't put it past him to do it. I just don't think, I don't see it.
No. No, Heavy Machinery is not walking away from the show with those titles, period. The only way they get to win is by DQ.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. And maybe they'll use this to judge crowd reaction.
Could be a thing. Could be. Next, Roman Reigns taking on the Scottish psychopath, Drew McIntyre.
Now, they surprise us at Super Showdown by giving mm-hmm. Shane that victory. Mm-hmm. The same thing could happen here.
Could, yes.
I never bet against Roman Reigns.
All right.
I got only 4 confidence points on it. I feel like the victory of Shane and Drew happened already at Super Showdown. I don't see it happening again right here.
Oh, I definitely do.
You do? Okay.
Yeah,
you
because
see it
the advertised match for Extreme Rules for Roman Reigns is Roman taking on Shane and Drew.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What better way to motivate that than have Shane help Drew win? Also, you got Elias to contend with as well.
Yeah.
Odds are stacked against Roman.
Yeah.
Drew will, unfortunately, have to cheat to win to beat Roman Reigns. And remember, Roman has already beat Drew at WrestleMania. Drew gets his win back, kind of.
Yeah.
Only for Shane to eat the pin at Extreme Rules to Roman.
Okay.
That's how it's going to go.
How many confidence points
do
you
have? I think I have 4.
Yeah, I got
3.
Four.
Sorry, 3 confidence points on Drew McIntyre picking up the win at Stomping Ground.
Yeah.
Next, for the U.S. title, your champion, Samoa Joe, taking on Ricochet.
Pew, pew, pew.
Ricochet stood tall and raw. I could see this having some sort of weird, wonky finish. Keep the feud going, potentially, over the next couple months. Build up Ricochet. Maybe at SummerSlam he'll beat Joe.
I can see
not
right
now.
What do you have on it?
Joe, 4 confidence points.
Okay, I got Joe with 3. I'm not even certain that it's going to continue past this. I hope so. I really do. They seem to like Ricochet.
They do.
They seem to like him. And he would be perfect as U.S. champion.
Yeah.
But yeah, in any event, it's not happening here at Stomping Ground, so that's
not
for sure.
It's not.
I only have 3 confidence points.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot. Cause I don't know. It's hard to read the tea leaves sometimes. We think the math is true and sound, and then we find out, no, it's not.
And they throw a loop.
We do. Next, WWE champion, Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler. Kofi, 9 confidence points.
If I could put more confidence points on this than 9, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
But I'm with you. 9 on Kofi.
Yeah.
Dolph is gone soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah, he might show up on the SmackDown after. Although apparently for Clash of Champions in September, It's advertised Kofi versus Dolph.
Oh, man.
And that's not going to be the case.
That's a load of doggy duty right there. It is. That ain't going to be the case.
Dolph's not going to be with the company through the summer. They're not going to have this match happen at SummerSlam.
No.
Get out of here.
That'd be terrible.
Get out of here. Yeah, we both got Kofi.
That could be a good match, though. It's a cage match.
Yeah, it could be fun. It could be fun. It could be fun. Remains to be seen, but it could be fun.
Yeah.
Next, for the Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans.
We're into the high confidence points area for me here.
Same here.
Oh, you got 8. I've got 7 on
Becky.
Yeah,
I got Becky with 8.
All right, that's good. Yeah, she's got 1 belt. They like her a lot.
Yeah.
Nobody really likes Lacey. So
she's not ready to be champion yet. Lacey's not.
No.
No.
None of this makes sense. That wouldn't make any sense.
No.
I should have probably gone that with 9, to be honest with you. But then Kofi's a lock.
Yeah, he's a lock.
They're big locks. And then finally, Seth Rollins versus Baron
Corbin.
Corbin. I put 8 on Seth here.
I have 7 on Seth.
Yeah.
Because there's always potentiality that a cash-in could happen. I don't think it's likely on such a B-level pay-per-view for something like that to happen. But the possibility exists. You got to take that into consideration.
They might tease something silly, but Seth has been on a roll with his steel chair thing.
Yeah.
His post-Brock, the Super Showdown bit, I thought actually was pretty good.
Yeah.
I got Seth with 8 confidence points. Baron Corbin, man, are you kidding me? Like, WWE seems to have some sort of awareness with what the fans want to see these days. They sort of, even on SmackDown, we saw Shane's role from a week prior brought down a little bit. He even acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending out surveys to people saying, what match are you excited to see? Baron Corbin's not winning that championship.
No.
They know that he's not really a ratings
Ratings are bad enough as is. You put that belt on Baron.
No.
Ratings in the absolute crapper.
Yeah, pretty much.
Crapper. Anyways, so in this main event, or presumptive main event, Seth versus Baron, Baron gets to choose a guest referee.
Yeah.
Who do you think guest referee is going to be?
Money. Shane McMahon.
I guess he doesn't have a match that night.
He doesn't have a match.
That's a good pick. And why do you think it's going to be Shane?
Well, because he doesn't have a match. And regardless of the fact that they want to do less Shane, he's kind of untouchable. Like, I mean, yeah, Seth could take a chair to him. But there's more ramifications there, potentially, than him taking a chair to anybody else. So that's pretty much why. I mean, they might do. No, that wouldn't even make sense. Yeah, no. I think it's going to be Shane. Who do you think it's going to be?
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby, okay, that's
he's
good.
He's not doing anything. He's got no match on the card.
Yeah.
He's in kind of a thing with Braun.
Yeah.
And Lashley and Baron have history.
Yeah, they have history.
He's a major enough name. You're like, oh, okay. Could set up something with Seth down the line. But also at the same time, you know, if you have your hopes high for a surprise and Lashley comes out, you're like, all right, that's it's modestly underwhelming, but it makes sense.
Yeah, no, that can make sense.
Which is very much fitting with WWE's MO
with
these types of situations.
Yeah.
And then also you got an out that if Braun comes out to give it to Lashley in some regard, take him out of the match so that Seth can still win clean when Little Nate or Kyoto comes out or Jack Daddy Ref comes out to count the final pinfall.
All right. That's all very logical stuff. I like it. That's good. Bobby Lashley, you might get a point there.
Could be. Next, will there be a cash-in?
No.
No.
No, it's Stomping Grounds.
No.
I haven't even heard of this pay-per-view before.
I mean, it's never happened before, Steve.
That's right. No, of course not.
No.
That's silly. Will Brock even be there?
No.
Will his music play?
Maybe.
Will Heyman be there?
Yeah, Heyman might be there.
Heyman will probably
I wouldn't be surprised if Heyman's there and does like something backstage to kind of tease, insinuate that Brock might be there.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Seth on his toes. We might hear his music, but no, there's not going to... No Brock. He has to fly basically cross-country for this, and unless it's a guaranteed cash-in. He's not going to make the trip, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, doubtful, highly doubtful. What match are you looking forward to most?
Joe Ricochet?
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's going to be the good one. Nice, the Cruiserweight match is going
to
be good.
Be good. I'm excited to see what Reigns and Drew could do, because apparently Drew was sick around Mania. Like, I thought I heard he had the flu or something.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting to see healthy Drew, Roman, what kind of match they can deliver.
And I think Kofi Dolph is going to be a really good match. I think because it's the main event, or not the main event, but it's one of the bigger matches, cage match.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to do a lot. Dolph is still a really terrific wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a killer match with Xavier Woods.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, I think that's going to be a really good one. But Joe Ricochet, I mean, that's the kind of thing, like, you get Ricochet and Samoa Joe, like, a year ago. It's like, really? Wow, that was possible? Or yeah. 2 years ago? It's like, yeah. Oh, my God, Ricochet versus Samoa Joe, that's cool. And now we get it, and that's yep. cool. That's really yep. neat.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, anyways, those are our predictions. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Thanks so much for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.